Our next speaker is Mr. Kamara, and he will be discussing the evaluation of herbicide-resistant maize hybrids for the control of striga in the Guinea savannas of northern Nigeria.
Yeah, this is just maybe a follow-up to the media speaker on maize in West Africa. He talks about yield. There are several constraints affecting maize in West Africa. If you look at this map, the yellow stripes, and this one, and here, the pink, these are the maize bed in West Africa. And we have it's a major crop. Maize is a major crop in West Africa, in Africa as a whole. Europe, South Africa, most people eat maize. And we're also increasingly very important in West Africa. 52 million tons from 39 million hectares. These are our FAO data. 95% of the maize is by smallholder farmers, not commercial farmers. If you look at Nigeria, this is what Prof was saying. FAO report that 7.5 million tons of grain from 5 million hectares. So they are dividing if you look at the yield they are estimating, it's just dividing 7.5 by 5 million hectares. And if you look at that, the yield will be very, very low. Maybe 1 point something. The map of Nigeria, just like West Africa, maize is grown from here up to the peak region. The dry savannas, the Southern Guinea savanna, Northern Guinea savanna, and around here. So we are growing maize. But maize production faces many constraints in these zones. We have heard about drought, heard about poor soil fertility. Another constraint linked to this constraint, other constraint linked to drought and poor soil fertility is the parasite we call Striga hermonthica. The Striga thrives well where there's water stress and low nitrogen in the soil, because maize and sorghum, they contain strigolactones which they release to adapt when there's lack of water and nutrients. And that chemical triggers the germination of the parasitic weed striga. This is striga feed in West Africa. This is the nice flowers on sorghum and maize. These flowers, these parasites, when they are triggering the soil to germinate and attack themselves, the roots of sorghum, maize, or rice. And in most cases, they kill their host. This is just a typical feed completely finished by striga. Maize feed completely. So if you don't control it, you will lose the entire feed. We just did a survey in Nigeria and found most feeds in this zone have most maize and sorghum feed. We are infested with striga. So it's a major problem. If we mean that, well, other type of striga that affect legumes, striga gestionalis, cowpea, we even find striga on fallow. So it's a major constraint in the savannas of West Africa. So commercial hybrid is to produce robust power, and then you see the whole feeds. Yeah, infested with striga. Rice feed, also, the striga also affects rice. So Northern Nigeria. So over the years, IIT and partners, we have been developing solutions to control striga. We are trying resistant varieties, some materials that are moderately resistant to striga or tolerant. We also do practices that develop and promote trap crops that suppress striga in rotation. When growing rotation with maize or sorghum, we also apply some fertilizer and other growing practices. We also do integrated options that combine the varieties with the crop management practices. Of late, we have been trying what we call herbicide treatment. You treat the seeds before planting, and then those seeds, the herbicide kills the striga when they are attached to the root of the maize. But not all herbicides. The maize is a plant, so if you treat with any herbicide, it will just kill the maize plant. So, CIMIT, and so this is one institute in Israel, and BASF, a chemical company, They develop a unique approach for controlling striga. This involves treating the seed with low doses of imidazole, long herbicide, such as ibuprofen. We target striga before or at the time of attachment to the host root. So how does it work? This imidazole inhibits acetylactate synthase enzyme that catalyzes branching basidic pathway and kisses the plants. So how does it work here? The crops that we are developing are actually resistant to this herbicide. They are target strike resistant, but they allow the translocation of this herbicide to their roots. So when the striga germinates, during the point of attachment, the herbicide kills the striga instead of the plant. So that is a new method of controlling striga we have been trying in the both East, South, and West Africa. But when they kill the striga and reduce the losses to maize yield, but this herbicide, most of the hybrids that have been developed earlier are susceptible to striga. That means you treat the seed of those susceptible hybrids that are resistant to the herbicide and then they kill the striga. Well, there have been worries. What will happen if the striga develops resistance to the herbicide? Because if you use the herbicide over and over and over and over, they may evolve. The striga may evolve and develop resistance to the target group. So what do? Instead of developing only susceptible maize hybrid that are resistant to striga, the breeders at RIT said to think that what the breeder called dosage effect, they want to, instead of only the herbicide working, they want to develop maize varieties that are resistant to striga and also can tolerate the herbicide. So if the herbicide is not working, then the maize variety should be able to withstand the striga. In the case that the striga had developed some resistance to the herbicide. So we have got some varieties. It is a hybrid developed that are both resistant to striga and also tolerant to the herbicide. So we have inbred lines that have been developed by IIT, and then they have gone ahead to develop some top cross based hybrids for seed coating with the herbicide, and these hybrids are resistant to striga and also tolerate the herbicide. So we have been testing to find out, do you need to treat the resistant maize hybrid with a chemical, or can it stand alone? Because in most studies, most literature, all the maize varieties we have are susceptible to striga. All the IR maize, IR resistant, imazepam resistant maize are susceptible to striga. So in IIT we have developed maize varieties that are resistant to striga and also tolerant to the herbicide. So you have to burden the farmer to treat the seed if the maize is resistant. So this was the question I wanted to find out, to answer. So these are the strigas. Here, this maize is completely susceptible to striga. A338-1 is the one we test in IIT, one we use to test to compare with any material we develop if it is resistant to striga. Mm-hmm. So here, in this trial, we have several trial sites in northern Nigeria, the Guinea savannas, the areas that are completely, the soil that are sick, with striga sick soils, and then here they see that this HVD has a lot of striga and a few ears, few cobs. This is one of the materials that developed. Uncoated, resistant to striga, also resistant to the herbicide, here it is not coated. This is not coated, susceptible to striga. If you coat this one, you get nothing, it will not germinate because it's not tolerant to the herbicide. I could see that the number of striga here is far lower than the number of striga on the successful herbicide, maize variety. So some of the figures we got, if you look at this hybrid one, the yield is higher. When you treat all the maize hybrids that are not resistant to the herbicide, will die. So that we have zero figures for them. When you treat with the herbicide, these four major varieties are tolerant to the herbicide, resistant to the herbicide, so they didn't die. This is the yield they got, this is the number of striga, very few striga on them. So we want to find out, this yield we are getting, or this striga, is it due to the herbicide effect or the major variety itself, the gene effect? So if you compare this with among the cells here, this is the most promising hybrid, regardless of number of striga. But when you come to, when you don't treat it, you get almost the same yield with your treated plant. Number of striga, almost the same. But when you come here, untreated, these hybrids also produce considerable yield. This one, the test, had very low yield. Less susceptible to striga, although you see more than 1 ton. But look at the number of striga. For these tolerant varieties, they have a large number of striga. So even if the yield is comparable to the striga resistant hybrids, you will be building the striga seed bank. Every plant produces thousands and thousands of seeds and can stay in the soil for more than 10 years. So using these varieties, these are in use, like Oba Super 2, it's a commercial hybrid in use, Oba 98, they are in use in Nigeria. So you keep recycling the striga seeds in the soil. So from the standpoint of striga, these new varieties are quite good. But the question we are asking, do you need to treat, given these figures? You need to treat this hybrid with the herbicide, which are not giving much differences, except this hybrid too, which produces over 600 kg more grain than when untreated. But the number of striga did not change much. So these are just the making comparisons on Twitter. This is Twitter hybrid, Twitter hybrid 4, two hybrids. And one of the conclusions we said was seed treatment did not result into further reduction of striga number or further increase in maize grain yield, except for hybrid 3, where we had 640 kg more grain when treated. And when treated, when untreated, the maize hybrid has a lower number of striga than the non-hybrid, non-higher maize hybrids. That is, when they are not treated, the resistant hybrid has a lower number of striga. That the genetic effect was very good, the resistant materials. So, with the exception of the check, the non-higher maize hybrid has similar yield as the untreated higher maize hybrids. So, the untreated hybrids are known to be tolerant to striga. Those Oba Super 1, the breeding history, Dr. Kim was selected for tolerance. Most of the variety were Oba Super 1, but he was just selecting when they are tolerant, until I had to change the view and selecting for resistance. So what we are saying, our result is showing here, is that you may not need to treat resistant hybrids with the herbicides in the savannah, the Guinea and Nigerian savannas or West African savannas. We have gone further to do 200 trials in the field, on-farm trials, with heavily infested fields, to really validate this our result. Because we don't want, it's a lot of investment in marsupial resistant maize in Eastern Africa. A lot of donor money is going into it. So for you to really come and say that resistance is superior, or you may not need to treat this if the material is resistant, you have to really provide further data. So we are in the field, we have 400 trials last year and this year, and we are looking at the data to see whether what we have found in the research stations is valid before we make further pronouncements. This is just a picture of a farmer where he's growing resistant maize hybrid in rotation with soybean. And then we found very good yield and reduction, possible reduction in striga numbers. So this is not IR, this is ordinary resistant maize hybrid grown in rotation with legumes. and these fields were really abandoned before because of Stryker, and now he's able to stay there and grow his maize in Northern Nigeria. Thank you very much.
Do you have any questions for our speaker? I have a quick question. So what's the relative cost of the Stryker resistant to a farmer versus treating it with the herbicide? Is one cheaper than the other?
Well, if you are treating the resistant hybrid, uh-huh. then you are adding the cost of it okay. on top of. But if you are just buying the resistant hybrid without the chemical, it's cheaper. And also treatment, the investment in treatment plants, and the keeping the seed, storing the seed before, which affect germination. There are a lot of technical issues around the chemical. So we wish that it worked well, mm-hmm. but if the resistant materials are better, then that should be the way. That's the question.
Yes, sir.
This per square meter, not per hectare. It's not by plant. It's by plot. We can't in the plot area. That's why I'm not. Yeah.
Do we have any further questions for our speaker? If not, please join me in thanking him again. Thank you, sir. Yeah.